Welcome to Total Fit Heads.
Serious fitness for not so serious people.
Hello, Max. Oh, it's time for TikTok now.
Oh my gosh, I don't even have the notification on.
That's because you do B-Reel. It's the same thing.
What's the... Yeah, but it's a different it's a different app? Wait a minute.
Yeah, where's but it's TikTok the same now? Idea.
Oh, it's the exact same idea. It's like how Instagram likes stories from Snapchat.
How DMs, old are you that you're going to go back to that?
DMs are basically text messages. Wait a minute. Then text messages are basically letters.
Which Archimedes invented and then Mark Zuckerberg stole. I can't believe that you're not talking about that everything is TikTok now.
Wait a minute.
Even though TikTok is being another app.
How do I TikTok now?
Where you go to it? Friends and then swipe sideways and then post. I know. I lost it.
Friends.
My mom does Burn. Now. It's up. Up.
Up.
First.
1 minute in. Unreal.
1 minute in. We bring it in. Be real. So
swipe sideways. Now I'm on somebody's. Which to the. Wait a minute. I'm on Friends. I can't swipe anywhere.
The only way you can see nows are by posting your own now, which has incentivized my mom to post from her kitchen every day. This is a good one too.
I love this that.
She's already breaking the mold there.
All right, I can't find her breakfast. Now. This is so frustrating.
You know what's more frustrating? Having alerts on TikTok now and doing it every day. Don't. It's not of value. Even my mom is reluctantly doing it.
All right, yeah, I'm not doing this. Goodbye. Adios. TTN. TTFN.
TTN? What's that?
TikTok now. Talk to.
Oh.
Ta-ta.
I thought ta-ta for now. Okay, I got it.
Maybe in MySpace days.
Which Zuckerberg just stole MySpace.
What do you mean? Songs on Instagram posts?
A social media network. I mean, which was the first one?
Oh, no. I thought you meant he brought back another new, quote unquote, new feature that's actually just an old feature from another social media platform. Like how you can
reality.
Instagram...
He's stealing reality and making it virtual.
And it sucks.
What a jerk. It sucks as real. Why would it be any better as virtual?
I know. Although there are times when I pull off the old Meta Quest 2 goggles, shout out Meta, sponsor me. And I'm like, oh, this kind of stinks. I'm not in the sand dunes of I'm not in the Nicaraguan jungle, or I'm not in the sand dunes next to the pyramids, and you know, I'm not on the moon, or I'm not, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, ugh, I'm just in my living room. Ugh. Blah.
You get out of VR and are sad you're not on the moon. That's true life.
I mean, just an RR.
I just read an article that argued
flex.
That VR.
Nerd.
Yeah, it was reading too. I was speed reading. Ooh, we should talk about that. I've been working on
fake.
Speed reading. Anyway, in the article, they're like, VR will never mimic reality enough for our brains to appreciate it.
Never?
In the same way. That's what they're claiming, because there is a slight delay when you turn your head. The reaction is not like real life. And so that
it's pretty close.
Difference, even though it's frontal cortex imperceptible, in your subconscious disconnects you from truly experiencing something like you experience it for real. I don't know if I agree.
I disagree. In fact, I'm pretty sure that article was written by an AI that is just like, oh, it'll never get so good that like we could trap you in pods and use your body heat to power our robots. Don't worry about that. It's totally fine. Keep having an advance, because it'll never. That's 100% ChatGPT or whatever the newest AI thing wrote that article for sure.
We should have ChatGPT write an episode for us.
We should just ask him questions now, or her.
Yeah.
It.
I don't know. What is the ChatGPT prefers a pronoun?
Yeah.
We could ask.
I'll ask him right now. Yo, bro.
Okay. That's assuming.
What, the bro? Bro's a state of mind. As our...
I think you've broed me in the past. I mean, bruh. I feel good about it when you do.
One time somebody got mad at me for calling. It was a... Actually, now I might be messing up the story, but it was either a girl who I had called bro or a recently transitioned person that I called bro. I don't remember, but it's whatever. Honestly, it's irrelevant because that person was like, I'm not a bro. And I remember like recently talking to my mom and calling her bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Which like I think is probably the most wrong you can be if you're my mom is definitely not my bro for sure. She's my mom.
It's impossible.
By definition, not my bro, my mom. So anyway, I kind of scoffed at it because I was like, oh, come, you know, relax. You know, I'm not assuming gender roles or whatever. I'm frankly not even really paying attention to you. I'm just using the word bro and, you know.
You're taking bro back. It's no longer masculine. It just
Routine.
Is a... You're reappropriating it as non-gender.
I'm reappropriating it.
Oh! Wait, I feel like you've called a bunch of dudes a feminine thing too, but I can't remember what it is. Like, what's up, ladies? Or, but that's not
that
it.
Sounds
oh,
like
doll. Just... That's it. You call people doll.
Baby doll. Look, doll. Baby doll's a good one. Doll's a good one. I do say ladies to a group of guys all at one time because usually it's a good like temperature, taking the temperature
gauge
of the room.
Yeah.
If I'm like, ladies. And if they're like, we're a bunch of dudes, man. Check out these guns. Then I'm like, oh boy. This is going to be a long afternoon. But if they're like, oh, what's up? What's up, you chump? You know, like then I'm like, all right, cool. We can communicate in a playful back and forth. I don't really mean to do it, but I know I do. And I know that it's rude-ish or definitely rubs some people the wrong way. And I'm not sure where or why I started. And if I was more aware of myself, maybe I would try to stop. But I do, when someone I do use the girly-ish version of the person's name.
Okay. So you'd be Maxine?
Maxie baby, what's up?
Oh yeah.
You'd be Allie because you have a silly Ollie. Little three-letter name. Lame. But like let's see. James. Oh, Jamie, what's up, babe? You know, something like that.
Okay.
So the girly version of the name is I don't know why. I think it's just because everyone in Massachusetts did it when I was growing up and we all just sort of did it to each other.
Yeah.
But I know that I've seen that like cringe on somebody. You know, like, like even like Dave, like Davey, you know, that's not inherently, I guess it's not like the girly version. It's just like,
it's a child version.
Childlike. Yeah. It's the child playful version.
Like, I worked for years after middle school to get out of a Davey. How dare you?
Did I ever tell you about my friend named Condor?
Condor.
His name was, he had a regular name. We'll just call him Sam because that's what his name was. And he was my friend in high school. And then somehow or another, we had mutual friends. He worked at a summer camp as a counselor. And we had mutual friends who were other camp counselors. And then I was playing the name game. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I go to school with Sam. Sam, your friend. And they were like, who? And I'm like, Sam. And they're like, oh, you mean Condor? And it was because on day one, his job was to stand at the entrance where the driveway was for all the parents dropping their kids off, and he would just stick his arm out and point towards the driveway where the cars were supposed to go.
He's,
and the reason he got
sign.
That job because he had this like ridiculously long skinny arms. And so somebody walked by and was like, wow, you look like look like a condor. And then it stuck. And then he hated the nickname for the whole summer. Obviously, it's a terrible, terrible nickname. And so then on Monday, I came back and started calling him Condor. And he like had a a twitch of, oh God, I thought I escaped it, but no, it's back.
You know? No. just poking at your friends.
Just poking. Well, if they can't take a poke, you know, they're probably not your friends.
That's a good point. What do you think Captain Taylor Morgan would do when you called him a lady?
Tay-Tay? I don't know what I would... He would probably...
This, for the Fitheads, by the way, is an episode coming in 1 week. We just had him on. Hence, we have the same outfits on.
He'd probably be so zoned in. He'd probably be, let me think, he'd probably be in an ice bath. And I'd probably call him something silly, and then he'd be so focused on his breathing that he'd just be like zoned in on the ice bath. Man, speaking of ice baths, how about that event we went to where they had the water circulating ice bath? Yeah.
We just went to Poise Wellness Retreat. Coming Shout up on Poise. Total Fitheads, if you want to watch the video about it. They had those, they're not just ice baths. It doesn't look cold. It just looks like water and it's circulating. But supposedly,
it did it for two reasons. One is to keep the water cold. And two is, I think in regular lame-o ice baths, if you sit in there, there's a small layer of slightly warmer water around your body. Because if you don't move, but this thing circulates the water, so you're constantly just getting blasted with new cold water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember they explained it to me, and I was just like, ugh, are you serious? Like, as if it couldn't get bad enough.
Yeah.
As if it couldn't get
annoying. You know, ice baths? We made it worse.
Yeah.
I didn't like,
what,
try it.
What next? Are they going to do like a concrete bath? You know?
Yeah.
The new one is you get into liquid concrete and then you let it harden and it like zones you in. You know what I mean? You just lock it in there. You know? That's my idea of ice bath, people. Just gotta lock it in. Just gotta like focus on your breath work.
I did it at last year's Poise.
Yeah.
I'm regretting not doing it this time. I don't know.
The only reason I regret it is for the video. The only reason to do an ice bath, in my opinion, and this is, I'd love to have an ice bath person on the podcast to prove me wrong.
Yes.
I think the only reason to do an ice bath is that you have this insane desire for attention and that you just need to be like, everyone look at me. I'm getting in cold water. What do you guys do? Warm water in your bath? Ridiculous. I do cold water, not even cold. Ice cold.
Anyway. I love that your whole body and face is barely moving as you're presenting this monologue. Is that a part of it?
Yeah, because I'm in the ice bath and I can't move my arms or else it'll get cold. Yeah. That's my theory on ice bath.
Ice baths, though, are like... I can't even think of a good acrobatic thing right now.
It's like walking on Legos. We can all do it, right? But why would you do it? You know?
Yeah. No, like I equate
spikes
to
your adrenaline
tricking. You know, tricking where there's like double twisting back corkscrew whatever and you land from one foot to another and it's like really hard to do. There are some really complex tricking moves.
You mean parkour?
And then they're way more difficult than a backflip, but you do a backflip and people are like, dope. And then you do that other thing. And they're like, that's also cool, I guess. And so the amount of attention and coolness you get from effort does not equal. They're not equal. Right. Okay. And so when you're saying you get an ice bath for attention and to be cool, when you watch someone go in an ice bath, you don't understand the difficulty of it. The only way that you, as Max, being so impacted by it is because you've done it. But seeing someone get in a nice bath, you'd be like, oh yeah, that would probably suck. You don't know the level of suck unless you've done it.
It sucks.
And I've done it, and I still could not grasp of the level of suck watching people 2 days ago.
I know.
Because you see people do it, and then you do it, and you're like, that was way suckier.
That was
and
way worse.
Your brain
than
erases it. In the same way that you can't remember pain because your brain is saving you from continually going through painful experiences, think about when you burn your hand once. You can't recreate that in your mind, and that's an adaptation that we've evolved because it will live longer because of it. So you can't remember how painful an ice bath was, therefore you can never be truly impressed by how impressive an ice bath is by looking at it. That's my argument.
Don't worry, because I'm not impressed at all. So... My level of impress is zero, bordering on negative, in fact, frankly. Yeah.
Do you remember when it was impressive being in a hot tub on Instagram? Wow, where'd that guy get a hot tub? And now it's like, oh, a warm bath?
Can't wait for that. Can't wait for that, like, room temperature tub. We did hot tubs. Now we're doing ice tubs.
Yeah, right.
And then pretty soon it'll be room temperature, tepid water, tap water.
I'm going to start selling just regular tubs. We've taken the life-changing transformation of cold water and mixed it with the relaxation and circulation of hot water
right.
to give you the tub. The next level. In biohacking.
It would have to be something funny, like neutral water, right?
Yeah.
Or balance water, super hot,
yeah.
Super cold. We were happy to announce we've just broken the formula for balance water. sell it, lock it down, buy the website,
$199.99.
By the URL.
You too can get balanced water. It's multitasking. It's a hot bath and a cold bath at once.
I know. Do you usually spend 8 minutes in the morning dunking into an ice bath and then another 8 minutes taking a hot shower? What if you spend 10 minutes in our neutral
water
in a carbon-based tub module holding our specially formulated NutriWater. And then you can buy the premium version, which is Gatorade.
We're going to be rich. And there are people walking around orange from neck down. Oh, yeah, that guy NutriWater, as you can tell.
Oh, my God, he NutriWatered so hard. He Gatored? Oh, my God. Bro, Friday nights, am I right?
We didn't talk to Captain Taylor about that. I meant to ask. He doesn't have weekends. He has strength ends.
Right. He spelled weekends, W-E-A-K.
Ugh.
Which is great. It's wild.
Yes. Okay, let's get on topic here.
Let's get on topic here today. Ugh.
I know.
Yikes. How you feeling?
Sluggish.
Now, for the record, how long did you go, or what is your normal breakfast historically? Water. Nothing.
Breathing air. Rapidly and getting to work.
Whoa, I'm full.
And then I turn on the camera. I'm full.
So historically, you haven't eaten breakfast. Why? Is it part of a regimen, or do you not like? Do you have something against the breakfast? Is big cereal gonna come for this podcast?
Kellogg's, they're too turned on. They need to eat Kellogg's cereal.
Yeah, Captain Crunch is gonna come for you. I'm picturing like Toucan Sam and Captain Crunch and the Twix rabbit all like you take a turn down the wrong alley and they're there like hitting a baseball bat into his hand and he's like, so.
Get him.
No breakfast for Spags, huh? And then they beat you like within an inch of your life and they sprinkle like Cinnamon Toast Crunch on you or whatever.
The rainbow comes up from it.
That's all they shoot away. It got dark. So anyway, you don't eat you haven't historically eaten breakfast, is that fair to say?
Yeah, for about 5 years.
Why? Because of intermittent fasting, because you don't like Pop-Tarts, because you'd never get up before noon, so technically it's lunch.
It because it feels good.
Uh-huh.
I've just never had an appetite in the morning, and I realized that I didn't have to eat, and then I just kept getting pushed later and later. Anyway, I recently added 200 calories a day. I know. And so some of it's now happening earlier. I guess those are two separate decisions. But I'm bulking, and I hear that you're also adding calories, good sir.
I'm very much bulking. This sort of came out of the sort of repetitive story of my life now, which is that like I think something's fine, and then I start to track it, and I'm like, wow, actually, that is not at all fine. That's not at all what I thought it was. Yeah. I'm 10 million pounds. I started tracking protein, but when I was doing that, I was just sort of writing down everything I would eat anyway, just because, and then figuring out at the end, and then sort of as a byproduct, I figured out the calories, and I was at like 1500 calories, 15 to 17, maybe, or no, I think I was under 1500 for one reason or another. And it's not like I ate very healthy. It's not like I didn't gorge myself. It just sort of really? Like I don't usually eat breakfast because I got into that habit when I had to severely calorie restrict. Cutting out a meal was a really good way to cut out some calories. So I stopped eating breakfast.
Give some context here, in case the fitheads didn't know. He was eating 1,500. I eat 2,300.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm half of him, physically.
Literally half. She's literally half my height. Weight, intelligence, or wait a minute.
Hey!
Charisma, or whatever. Hey! You know what I'm saying. Integrity.
But I eat more.
I think that, yeah, so anyway, I was like, wow, and so it was two things. One, it was protein. I was like, I think I'm getting a good amount of protein. I was eating like 80 grams and I want to eat 150 grams. And I was like, I think I have a lot of calories and I was at 1500 and I want to be at 1900 or 2000 really? Or something around there. That's what I thought.
That's your goal now?
That's what I generally was. I guess that wasn't my goal. That's where I thought I was. Mm-hmm. And then once I tracked it, I was like, wow, I was way off. Holy moly. So I'm bulking-ish. I'm
reverse
definitely...
diet is what I would call it.
Reverse diet. What's the difference?
Reverse diet is when you get from a cut when you're dieting back to maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you haven't hit your maintenance yet, like where your body just is in homeostasis and not bulking or dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I really know. That's like a nutrition coach lingo.
Just call
BS.
Christine real quick. Can we zoom her? Is this like an ad FaceTime?
Let's just hold up my phone.
Just add Zoom. Yeah, that's like one quadrant. I don't know. It is odd. And so anyway, how are you adding all your calories?
It's honestly just
another round.
Full serving of avocados, but also moved earlier because so many people we've had on the episode on Total Fitheads saying protein, you can't have it all at once. You got to separate it throughout the day, especially if you're trying to add muscle. And I always was like, that's bro science. But then I was like, yeah, but I also haven't gained muscle in a really long time.
And I think I know on some level it is a lot of things are bro science, but on another level, I'm like, nah, it kind of makes sense though. You know,
you just got to try it on your body and see if it makes sense for your physiology. So that's what
right.
I'm doing.
And so I think there's certain level, different people can probably take different amounts of protein at one time. Is that a fair place to start? You know,
sure.
And so what is that for one person? It's 30 grams a meal. What another person? It's 60 grams a meal. You know, who knows? It could be 8-minute abs. Could be 7-minute abs. You know what?
Yeah.
So yeah, I've started to play around with it, and I was starting with like I think I'll probably start with 30 grams of protein a meal. And now I'm much more comfortable getting up to 40, 50, or I don't know. How big is your biggest protein meal?
Yeah.
I guess I should just go off you and 1.5 it or whatever.
It's so ridiculous because now I have two meals and a protein shake before working out. And still my evening meal is larger than everything you're eating your whole day. My final meal is still more than 1,500 calories. So what the heck?
What is this meal? Can we go over it? And I'm assuming it's the same thing every single day.
Yeah. Do you want the final big meal?
Yeah. What's the final big meal? FBM.
It is 93 grams of protein in one sitting. That's probably not good, right? Oh, wait, no. Good. I got to get rid of the shake. Hold on. 71 now. That's really way lower than the 140 I was at. So I'm really proud. That's
chump change. And what does that mean? 71 grams of protein, meaning, and I'm asking you because I'm guessing it's the same exact food specifically.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting back into same breakfast. Now that I'm eating same breakfast again, I should take a photo of said same breakfast.
But is it breakfast? Why don't you do same dinner?
No, because breakfast means break fast. It's when I break my fast. So technically, actually, anyway, Max fell asleep. This is just me talking now.
So it's 71 grams of protein, 1500 calories. What
I hate that
what
we're talking about
meal?
my tiny end meal now, because it used to be so hefty and impressive, and now it's only 1500 calories. It's fine. Okay, we're getting to it. Two servings of seitan.
2x seitan. Gross. Next.
Half a can of chickpeas, which is a serving and a half.
Okay.
Don't make fun of my beans. On that, I have a half a tablespoon of olive oil.
Just straight?
Legumes? I don't know. Yeah. No, it's on the... Yeah, just take a tablespoon. It's on the chickpeas. And then four servings of green beans again. More beans. With a tablespoon of olive oil on that. Are you writing this down? Are you trying to get as big as me? Is that what this is?
I am.
And then 200 grams of avocados. I've just been writing the word lame once this entire time.
Sorry.
You asked. Forget it. Let's talk about what you're eating.
So just avocado. So when you say two servings of seitan, I'm going to look up seitan. S-E-I. Yes,
and that's after having had, yeah, it's like, yeah.
S-E-S-A-T-A-N. Nope, that's not it.
S-E-I-T-A-N.
Boom. So when you buy it, it comes in a bag or
a vacuum sealed package of four servings, and I'll eat all four.
Just heat it up or?
Well, it's crazy because one serving is 18 grams of protein. So when I was eating that whole package all at once, just from seitan, I was getting 74 grams of protein. Yeah, I heat it up. I just make it warmer. That's it. I have it with the avocado, so there's some salty and creamy. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite part of my day. It's so good. I look forward to it every day, and I get it every day. So
that's a pretty serious meal, I would say.
Oh, that I'm not done. So then two servings of pasta and a tablespoon and a half of olive oil.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. That's my meal.
Two servings of plain pasta.
With olive oil and salt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like vegetable pasta or pea or
No, it's just the kind that spikes your blood sugar that's really bad for you, refined.
Right. Does it spike
because
your
I have
sugar?
Too much protein earlier. I can't have pea pasta. It messes up my macros.
Well, there's other types of pastas. You know, people might think like, you know what I don't love is chickpea pasta. Is it chickpea pasta? I can't remember.
It's pretty good, but I also just eat straight chickpeas, so we may be different.
Yeah, I think we are different. That's disgusting.
So when you're tracking, are you eating ingredients the way I am now, or did you figure out how to put McDonald's into my Fitness Pal?
So I scan the barcode a lot. That helps.
Does it work? Is it
it's accurate? Okay, it works pretty well. A lot of times, like if I'm doing a smoothie or a shake or whatever, I just do the ingredients. If I do like some chicken thighs or chicken breasts or whatever, I can usually find the like the Costco one or the Vons or, you know, whatever brand name. And then I sort of do the olive oil. I'm way more general than you are, for sure.
Do you have a scale yet?
No food scale. No.
I have three. Do you want one? No, I have four. Okay, I got a drug scale. Did I tell you this?
Oh my God,
because
for your drugs?
I really wanted to dial in. Yeah, caffeine's a drug. I wanted to dial in my pre-workout correctly. And I was going based on your weight discussion, where if it's oscillating between two numbers, that must mean it's 0.5, because you know a lot about weighing yourself.
That's true.
And I was like, I don't trust this anymore. So I got a drug scale. And so now,
did it
on
work?
My Amazon history, they probably think that I'm pushing or using or whatever it is. Yes, it works. It works great.
No. Did my theory work?
Oh, I should test it.
Yeah.
Calibrate really. To the two. Okay, I'm going to find out. Okay, I'll let you know.
Write it down. Put it in Evernote or Everly or whatever.
Get out. You know me.
Yeah. Can I please have one of your four scales? Whichever one you use the least, I suppose. Or whichever one was covered in chicken at one point, which we obviously never want that to happen again.
Yeah, I set that on fire.
Just light it on fire. How heavy is a flame? Am I right? So, no, typically, yeah, let me look at my... I guess more so what helps is I can see like halfway through the day or midway or as the day goes on, I can be like, oh, wow, I'm way behind on protein or whatever, or I'm way behind on calories, or I got to pick it up a little, or yeah, I should have a yogurt or a shake or a bar or whatever.
So you were sometimes hitting 1500. Where are you now and where are you aiming to be? Are you transitioning?
So... they said absolutely get over 15 to 17 helps a lot. 17 to 19 is probably where you want to be.
That's so bizarre to me.
Yesterday I got 1772. That's because I ate three brownies at the end of the day because I was at like 15. Probably nice. Not ideal, but you know, what are you gonna do? Day before
kind
that
my strategy.
17 and a half. Day before that 15. Oh God, shoot. No, but the day before that, 2100. So I'm good.
Oh, nice.
So
it's still so low. That's me at maintenance.
So yeah, like I on Thursday I made some breakfast sandwiches. So I have like bread, fried egg, cheese, avocado.
Okay,
great. You know what I mean? And I just put them all in as ingredients, and then it is nice. It just, I guess I'm realizing now that if anything, it's affecting my cooking. It's simplifying my cooking. I'm like,
yeah.
No, I want a fried egg plain.
Yeah, we're just gonna
like red pepper. No, because then I gotta add it into the thing, and then I don't. But totally. What I am worried though is I'm doing a lot of shakes and a lot of bars, just to sort of get my numbers up a little bit. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I don't know much, but I think a rule of thumb for food is the less processed, the better, at least for me and my digestion. So I'm a little worried about that, but
I feel like you can transition out of it once you get comfortable with having that much.
That's what it
feels
like.
Big steps. This is your gateway drug is bars and shakes.
Yeah. And then it doesn't, what it's not tracking, which is I don't like, is sugar. That was a big thing. I wanted to get off, wanted to notice how much sugar I was eating. Cause more than anything, it felt like a scam that I was falling into. And I was like, watch it, guys. I'm on to you.
You know, there's a way
that
to
soda
do this,
water,
right?
You were telling me about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right, but this one does.
There's a hack to always know if you should be having it or not based on sugar. Don't eat anything that tastes sweet. There you go. It's either fake sweetener and it's messing with your hormones, or it's actual sweet and messing with your hormones. If it tastes sweet, you shouldn't be having it.
You heard it here first. And frankly, for you, I would expand that to if it tastes good, you shouldn't be having it, right?
Well, I would never eat because I love my bag of seitan and two avocados on top. So good.
It's ridiculous. I'm gonna walk to the store, just buy a bag of seitan, see what all the hubbub is about. What about, like, do you put like hot sauce on it or?
No, gross. What? Why would I do that?
Because hot sauce is delicious.
I know it is good,
and
but
it's just hot.
Yeah, I guess thermogenesis. I'm trying to bulk here. I don't need to burn more calories.
I will tell you that one time I was it's kind of a weird story, but I was at somebody's house and we were eating. This was a person that took their diet very, very, very seriously. And I was like, it's lunchtime. Should we have lunch? And I opened the fridge and it's a bunch of those like prepackaged, like Factor meals, or not HelloFresh at the end.
Okay.
You know, the healthy prepackaged meals. And I was like, they were like, do you want one of these? I mean, that's all I eat. I'm very sort of conscious about it. And I was like, all right, I guess. And then they grabbed a thing of hot sauce and they handed me the hot sauce. I was like, oh, no, I'm okay. I don't really need the hot sauce. Like,
you're going to want the hot sauce.
Oh, no. Because it's so not good.
Because it was so terrible without, and like the hot sauce masked, and the hot sauce gave it some semblance of flavor. But yeah, for sure. I needed the hot sauce. They were right.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put some on my green beans. I get having a big bowl of 4 servings in one sitting.
You know, put some hot sauce on your green beans. Also, there's hot sauce connoisseurs. There's people who like do hot sauce tastings, like you do the whiskey tastings or this hot sauce box, Fuego box. Shout out Fuego box. That's a big one. Subscription boxes.
Yeah.
And the only thing bad in hot sauce is the sodium, right? It's just a lot of salt.
Says sodium's bad. No, there's xanthan gum. There are preservatives. You can find ones that are just vinegar and peppers, right? And those are great, especially if you're using that much of it every day, because all those preservatives really add up. And that's a part of the reason why I stopped using some too, because it's like, if I'm using this much of it, it's gonna cause problems, you know. And you're like, whatever. But there are ones you can.
No, you breathe a lot. Does too much oxygen cause problems? Yes. Does too much breath cause
problems? Yes. Oh man, I just
want. Are you mouth taping these days or no?
I have tried it.
And.
Because I clench my jaw at night, I think it was making that worse, so I had to stop. I know, and I also didn't see a difference. But who knows?
I don't think there's a lot of these things where I'm like, that's like ice baths, you know? And they're like, it's a huge difference. I'm like, is it?
It's worth trying. Yeah, it's a huge difference. Yeah, the euphoria I get from breathing and meditating. I'm like, cool. Well, you've never gotten drunk because you don't know what actual euphoria is.
The euphoria I get from having a nightmare that someone sewed my mouth shut and then waking up and clutching at my own lips to try to tear my lips apart. Yeah, for sure. Euphoric.
So how often are you eating out and going to restaurants versus, and do you track, or are you like, oh, well, I'm going to restaurants. So
I track and I'll typically get like burger. That's easy-ish. Because it'll have all the crap on there. And then I'm off mayonnaise now. So that's a big change for me.
So crazy.
So I'll specifically. It's kind of nice because it has a lot of stuff. But it's also kind of annoying because they're like, oh, you got the Chili's pasta dish. And I'm like, well, no, technically it was the Granville pasta dish. But yes, it is a sun-dried tomato pasta with a cream sauce or, you know, whatever, something like that.
So you're kind of getting close.
Yeah. And so I try to just sort of ballpark it. Again, it's, I haven't quite got the palm is a cup and fist is a pint or whatever that sort of testing modicum is or whatever. So I ballpark it and it's okay. Again, this is me like early days of me tracking stuff, which is better than not tracking at all. It in fact way better than me not tracking it, even me doing sort of a crappy approximation of my foods. So I am eating out a little bit more. Really, it's just making sure I get a shake in the morning or I get a protein scoop or something to like make sure I get up that 30 grams here or there just to start me off on the right. Do you know what I mean? That's the biggest change for me, is that I like make sure I have either a bar or a shake or some eggs or something in the morning to make sure that I get a jump on it.
Eggs or egg whites or both?
Either, depending on how I'm feeling. I'm eating more tuna. I like canned tuna now, so that's nice. I like canned tuna.
Do you make
tuna.
It a salad or just straight from the can, you weirdo?
I used to do tuna and mayo and lemon, and that was my favorite sandwich ever. But now I'm off mayo. So now I do tuna and avocado and horseradish. And that, it's actually that really good. Like... but yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing to, it's weird to track, but it's way weirder, I think, to be so completely mistaken on where I was. That to me is the biggest, the weirdest thing, is like to think I was doing something and to be way off. It's like the equivalent of like, I think I'm 100 pounds, then I step on the scale and I'm 200 pounds. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah.
So it just felt like I was so completely uninformed. That's a weird
so
feeling.
When Max was saying, well, they say I should hit 1900 or at least get over, his trainer. Because yes. If you haven't seen the past episode of our duo where we talk about, he has a personal trainer now. So you have this person who's
telling
you. I
have a digital personal trainer.
Okay.
I feel like
this
that's
DPT. She's like,
I don't know. Is that
much?
Weird that that's, is that weird to like make a distinction? In my mind, it's like a half step down from a personal,
oh, yeah,
personal,
this
a physical personal
show
trainer.
Up to my house. Yeah. Or,
I don't go to the gym, or they don't yeah. like, poke me in the side when I'm doing a squat and wrong, or
smell
whatever.
You when you're doing pull-ups.
Yeah, it smells like vodka.
Do you track your alcohol too? Do you put it in?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I would, and this is going to come as a surprise to you, I think. I would track my alcohol if I had any in the last month.
What? We were at an event where there was tequila.
I know.
And you.
It was also 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Sorry, Pope. What are you?
Yeah, it was a Sunday. Yeah, you're right.
It was a strength end.
Didn't really mean to, but I kind of, as of in about 6 or 7 or 8 hours, I will have completed dry January, kind of inadvertently.
You did it by accident?
I got about halfway through 20 days or so, and I was like, oh wow, like a couple of things that, you know, I didn't go out this weekend, I didn't go out the second weekend, and then I'm like, wow, that's it, it's just 3 or 4 weekends and then whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it hasn't really been a big thing. It's been not fun. That's really the only change, is I have a significant less amount of fun this month. That's it.
I don't love that this is the biggest freaking neg, because when some dude comes up to you and is like, yeah, just, you know, I just did dry January, you can be like, yeah, yeah, I did that by accident. Anyway,
I'm like, yeah, me too. Whoops.
Like, I accidentally took an ice bath. Was yours difficult?
This was a marathon? I was just jogging and I saw all these people.
Oops, I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I think when people tell you it's hard, it's not hard. Literally nothing changed. I mean, I guess my 8 sleep set, I slept a lot better, but who cares? I didn't lose or gain any weight, although it's kind of messed up because I was working out a lot.
You're changing a lot, yeah.
But I was also changing the diet, so I didn't feel like anything was that bad. I didn't like grow or lose any hair. Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't, none of these crazy things. My social life lost, but it wasn't that bad. I went out to bars a couple times.
Interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was inadvertent, because once or twice I was at a bar with a bunch of my friends, but I had an 8 a.m. call the next day.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was like, not only do I not want to drink, I want to go home in like a half an hour, because it's, you know what I mean? It's 12:30 already and I'm screwed.
Right. And it's like not worth it.
Yeah. It was annoying. The 8 a.m. It was a call with London.
So it's not 8 a.m. for them.
Right. So it's 4 p.m. or whatever, you know, because I got the call. I got the email and they were like, yeah, we'd love to schedule a call anywhere from midnight to 9 a.m. Anything in there, that window works great for us. And I'm reading the email. I'm like, what? What? And I literally emailed back like, am I reading this right, or are you crazy, you know? She was like, no, they're in England, that's where the blah blah blah. And so I was a mess, but anyway, so yeah, anyway, wasn't that hard, it was just not fun. And you can still go out, you just do a soda water with a lime, and then nobody notices after your second drink, and then
you get better sleep.
It's just significantly less fun, and that was it. So dry January, you know, knock on wood, for the next 8 hours I don't suddenly get hammered or anything, but
and then I knock on your door and show up in the
me out off my balcony, and I fall into like a pool of beer. And then you've like pulled the ladder out and you're like, better drink your way out. And I'm like, nah. Anyway, not that hard. But shout out to me for being strong enough to do it.
Love it. Well done.
But no, I haven't tracked the alcohol. What do you do with that? Is that just calories, or do you track something else?
I mean, I have my own spreadsheet that does all the calculations for me and spits out how many drinks I can have at the end of the night without gaining weight. But that's the way you can do it is just call a drink a Coke. Put a Coke in for a shot.
Wow. Because it's...
Yeah, I know. Life hack right there.
Because it's sugar and calories?
You just put in 120 grams of carbs. Yeah, and that'll count as your drink. If you have a mixer, you got to add that in too, but you wouldn't because you're max.
Right. I don't typically.
So your shot of whiskey, just call it a Coke. And there you go. Now you know how to track your alcohol and macros.
Not bad. No.
Okay. Last time I was freaking out about this earlier. You do work out a lot, as you just said. I still don't get why.
More than you. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Twice as much. You're just not true. As big. Your digital personal trainer, it is not taking that into account. Why is she saying that you should be at set 1900? Did she say 19?
She was like, let's get you up to, you know, like her first protein thing was like, let's get you up to 120. Eventually we'll get you up to 150 or higher or whatever. But like, let's move up. I think she's baby stepping me, which is nice.
I mean, it keeps you subscribed.
That's true. I got to figure out what happens next.
Yeah. All right. Good. I'm just hoping that they get you over me. If you're trying to gain muscle, and so am I, we should both be above 2100.
Okay, let's see. I think for now, logging will be really helpful to monitor the food, blah, blah, blah. Here are the targets we're starting with this week. This will change with time as you progress, depending on how your body responds, your natural hunger and energy cues. Primary daily targets, calories 1900, protein 143, and then at least 120 this week. That was last week. So, and then we'll see about your 80% healthy, whole, nutrient dense foods, 20% fun, in quotes. Please allow treats in your diet, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, yeah, I think she's saying like, work your way up. If anything, she was like, wow, you're crazy low. Do you realize that? And I was like, no, sorry. I had no idea. It's embarrassing.
Well, it's good then. This is definitely an argument for getting some outside influence, or at least tracking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think tracking first, and whatever form that takes, whether it's because you have a trainer, or whether it's because you just downloaded the app, or whether it's because you just decided to write it all down in a notebook, or that when we were doing levels, taking pictures of anything was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tracking, I think, you know, it worked on me. Probably work on other people.
And this is also an argument for my belief that cutting, dieting, is way easier than bulking.
I think that more people diet than bulk. And so then they're all like, oh, that's the hard one, because
everyone's always trying to lose weight, but
they haven't tried both.
Yeah. If you're tracking, you can just undereat. You can just skip a bunch of meals and maybe have some beer. Like it, that, whenever you're having an off day, you can still be on because you just go way under. It's so easy to just go way under. You've been doing it and didn't realize it.
Yeah, but to bulk, stop.
You have to hit that perfect number to not add fat and not be under, because then you'll start burning muscle again.
I know.
And so you have to be way more precise with bulking. I think it's so funny because we talk to Stanimal and he's like, I don't know, I just go to McDonald's because I can't get enough food in me. But that's very different than people that are bulking versus, you know, someone that size.
But also bulking is you tracking your protein. And so the crappy meals that I think people are classically thinking of is like, oh, that's fun, he's bulking, so he's just eating a bunch of donuts. It's like, no, dude, you have to eat a lot. Yeah, you're eating a ton, but you're tracking like protein first. That's the big one. And so if it's going to be
but
a
not
protein
when you're bulking, you need less protein when you're bulking. If you are in a catabolic state and cutting, that's when you really need the protein to hang on to your muscle. So when I added these 200 calories, it's only fat and carbs.
Oof.
I'm actually okay with not hitting my protein as much because I know I'm not trying to hang on to muscle. It's going to stay because I'm eating more than I need.
She's eating heavy.
Also, I haven't gained a pound at all. I hate it. I'm failing at bulking.
I would suggest that you might be in your fluctuation window. Mine is 190 to 199. And even though I've changed my diet drastically, I've been up and down this entire week. If I eat it, you know, I think putting on a pound for you would take a long, long time. That's 1% of your body weight. You know what I mean?
I messed up. Because I asserted in the video that I'm making about bulking that I'm going to stop when I gain 10 pounds in a couple of months. And there's no way that's going to happen.
You should just get on a scale holding a 5-pound weight and you're like, I did it.
Yep, nailed it. So technically, if I'm adding 200 times 7, that's 1,400 calories extra. Get out of here. So that's not even times two. I'm not even that. After 2 weeks, I still haven't gained a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So I should maybe add more than 200 calories. I'm just nervous. You know,
maybe
I'm a skinny
more
girl.
Protein.
More protein? No, I'm getting
more
enough protein.
Protein. There is no enough protein. Just start eating more tuna.
A can and all.
Now, have
you know,
tried?
We have the same breakfast. Yours is just the dead animal version, and mine's the vegan version.
Have you tried vegan with a diet of most vegetable only, plant based, with fish? Have you tried introducing that or no?
Oh yeah, I've been eating fish. I'm doing pescatarian now because why did I do that?
I don't know.
Some biomarker that said I should. Oh, and then another one that said I shouldn't. I told you I have high mercury, I thought.
Oh boy.
You know.
It's always something.
Indeed.
Pescatarian sounds like a religion, doesn't it?
Yeah.
More than plant-based. Yeah, she
so
said.
Wait, has your
okay. Last week your diet hung around 1,500. You did a great job on protein, but usually try to get at least 1,800 calories daily. That would be a big help. So
be a big help.
I guess more brownies for me.
You're disappointed. Is your weight fluctuating at all since you've changed?
Nah.
Yeah, your body's going to respond. I feel like you're just going to start burning more.
Let's see. Let's zoom out on the month. Oh, the same little. It's up and down.
Been tracking? How long have you changed your diet?
2.5 weeks, 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, it's still early.
This is the beginning of week 3, I think. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. It's a big change. I don't feel... I'm still eating relatively healthy, so I don't feel super full. I thought I would be feeling a lot more full, you know. But I think full for me is just how many grain-based carbs that I have with my meal.
So it's carbs, not calories or fat. It's
I think that's what it is, but I haven't. I've played around with it a little bit. Like I can eat three burger patties, or I can eat one burger with bun.
Yeah, right. I got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Some people really respond to fat, you know, and it's not about the volume in their stomach. I'm more of a volume person as a human that eats 1,500 in one sitting.
Yep. Yeah, remember when you ate like 400 pieces of sushi? That was disgusting.
Yeah, wait. I didn't think you were there for that. Oh, was that a different time?
No, I think you were like practicing for the video. And you were like, watch this. I can eat a million pieces. I'm like, great. And you're like, no, are you watching? I was like, I'm not your dad.
Look, I'm in an ice bath now.
Eating sushi in an ice bath while meditating. With my Whoop, which is not waterproof, or is it waterproof? Is the Whoop waterproof?
It is. Yeah.
With my Aura, which is not waterproof. Is it waterproof? Is. Jeez Louise, technology with my iPhone. Yeah, how many pieces of sushi could you eat in an ice bath? That would be really good. That's call Guinness. We'll rack up another record.
I'm going to get a record. Let's go.
You're like a broken record.
I feel like I would joke about this. Back in the day, that the sushi, well, is an appetizer, right? So it's not going to fill you up. That's the point. It's supposed to make you hungrier. So I've never eaten sushi and been like, wow, I'm full. So if I could have one of those treadmills of sushi, you know, the tracks that go around at the all you can eat,
I'm familiar,
next to a toilet, because I have to get rid of it somehow.
Throw up. Yeah.
I'm sitting on the toilet,
right?
But
right.
I still need to ambulate. I need to get around. So I need to invent some sort of bicycle toilet sushi track, and then I could eat sushi forever.
So let's see. What would you need? You know, like those bicycle bars they have?
Yeah, like that.
So it's like it looks like a circular, a U-shaped bar, and at the head of it is a bartender, and then all the seats around the U are actually bicycle pedals.
Yeah.
And so everybody's pedaling, and then you sort of drive around Santa Monica. So what would you need on that? You'd need you.
Convert.
Yeah, you'd need the toilet. You'd need the conveyor belt of sushi. You'd also need somebody making the sushi rolls.
Convince a sushi chef to make sushi until I die.
Right.
Which is a long time.
You also need a fisherman.
Yeah, how do we restock?
You're on a boat. You're not on land, obviously.
Okay. I'm ambulating around the boat on
your
bar.
It floats. It floats.
Okay.
Right. Boom. And then.
Oh, so it's a bar with paddles on the feet instead of.
It's not even a bar. It's just an inflatable tube that you're sticking your arms through. And your lower half
is in the
water.
Oh, I don't need the toilet anymore.
I
just crap in the ocean.
Boom,
is that
done.
I'm polluting now. I feel like all the comments
you're
on
polluting.
The video.
So are the fish. The fish are polluting.
The live stream of the rest of my life. Been going for
the
years now.
Stream
trying
of your
to
life.
Fill her up with sushi. And
that's
I would
like
never
the,
get full.
Hold on. Just sidebar. The idea that you just expressed, which is your entire life, has this like sidebar live stream comments going through.
Yeah.
That is a Black Mirror, but it's your actual life. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a Twilight Zone or whatever. But anyway, so it's just an inflatable tube. It's an inner tube that your arms are sticking out of. Right? And then.
So I'm wet for the rest of my life.
You have two pool noodles under your knees, right?
Yeah,
okay. So you have a little bit more buoyancy. And then you're being towed behind a fishing boat.
To continually feed me.
And then they're fishing, and there's a sushi chef on the boat. He's cutting it up, making a roll. And then there's no conveyor belt. It's just like a slide, you know? Because you're in the water, and he's up in the boat, and he just slides him down on those car racetrack things, you know, mm-hmm. The little, what am I trying to say?
And it does a loop in the middle. Because why not?
You know, just for flair. That's great. What do we call it?
the rest of Allie's life.
Allie at sea. Spags at sea. The SS Spags. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'd watch it. I'd have it on in the background. You know, I don't know if I'd watch
it. You check in every few months, baffled that I was yet to be full.
She's still there. She's not full. She's so wrinkly.
Super tan. We should not have done this in the middle of the Pacific.
She's got a hat. She's got a sun hat. She's
coming in on that big float of plastic.
That's so gross. Anyway, that's great. I think it's a great show. We should pitch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a Thrillist for sure. Live stream. Write it down. Are you just writing lame again?
I'm just clicking.
All right. Well, I'm excited for your bulking journey. You took before photos, right? Did you do measurements?
No. And I've taken progress photos for 3 weeks now, and they are identical.
Okay. That's because you're reverse dieting.
It feels terrific.
You're eating more, and your body's metabolism is coming up to match.
Maybe I should just go get plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Get a fourth nipple. You know, just whatever. I'm just window shopping here.
Because you're sitting at three right now, or anyway,
that's a real personal question. I think, yeah. My before and after photos are lame. They're almost identical. It's a real bummer. I guess 3 weeks is not quite long enough to see a change. Although I'm pretty impatient. Although my regular and flexing photos are pretty interesting. I look like I got a tan.
Yeah, do you do before flexing or not? I guess both.
So unfortunately my before was completely relaxed.
That's what you're supposed to do. You want to look as crappy as possible.
I know, but I just did a regular at rest and flexing on the same day. And I look way more tan. Isn't that weird?
Mm. It's that Borstein thing where your blood flushes to where you're flexing, and
I suppose.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to shave my chest like Borstein.
Do you do arms up so you can see this physique from your arms down?
I did
or do you
front.
Leave arms down?
I did front arms down, side arms up, back arms down.
Yeah, okay.
Side arms up is pretty bad, and I've only seen women do that. I think, did you show me, or maybe Brittany showed me? I can't remember. But
I've done both, yeah.
I think that shows more, the arms up, or no?
Yeah, because you want to see like the line of your butt and your gut. And your arms kind of get in the way. Well, I mean, mine do, because they're massive.
Like an eclipse.
Can't see.
Blot out
the
sun.
This bulking is gonna mess up my muscle up, though. As soon as you get bigger, all your gymnastic moves struggle.
I know. I still need to get your tattoo. And for all the listeners out there, Allie recently told me she's going Double or Nothing this year on the tattoo.
I did not say that at all. I'm still working on the muscle up, but I refuse to accept two bad ideas from you on me forever.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough once I really figure out what we're doing. I told you, did I say this on air? My first idea was the Pittsburgh skyline across your stomach.
You don't get to pick the spot.
I do.
Why?
And when
Why?
You know what I'm
it's
when
so
you know
dumb.
What I'm doing, it'll make sense.
Oh, I know exactly what you're doing. Someone sees that and they're like, oh, did you get that when you were 18 because you love Pittsburgh and you're from there? That's cool. What a great choice that you didn't think about you being you now at this age with that on you.
You know, keep up this attitude and maybe the skyline's going to go completely around your waist.
Get
your,
out.
Your body. Just going to go...
Kim, I told Kim about your skyline idea, and she's like, get it in the crease of your butt so as you get older, it disappears.
Brilliant. Gosh, she's so smart.
Genius.
Genius. Or like get it in like white so that it fades in like 6 months or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The bottom of my foot. That's what I was going to do. But then that means I have to stay off my foot. So what? No squatting for weeks? Heck no, I'm not doing that.
Or biking.
I have a fixie. It just keeps going. So I could use one foot.
Yeah, but then one of your legs will get massive. Ask Brian Boystein.
Well, I'm holding one. I'm holding one leg up and then I'm pedaling with the other. So I feel like they're pretty equal. One's a static workout and one's a...
For your hip. For your hip flexor. But not for your quads and hammies. So your one leg, you're going to be like a pirate, like a literal peg leg. Yarr!
Oh, yeah, I could get one of those things where you bend your knee and then it makes a peg leg, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of them wanted to sponsor me. I was like, I will do a beer mile in your peg leg. And they're like, great idea. Let's go.
Yeah. When's the last time you did a beer mile?
It was a while ago. Do you want to do one?
No, I'd never want to do one. I'm surprised you've done more than zero, frankly. I'm surprised I've done more than zero. Let me rephrase.
They're so fun. I mean, mile one and two, you're just waiting for the fun. And then mile three is really fun. I mean, sorry, lap three. It's not even that much running.
Third quarter.
Yeah.
Quarter three. Well,
all right.
Got a lot of options here. Got a lot of tattoo options. I'm excited.
Get out. How does the conversation always get to this? Anyway, it's been great speaking with you about bulking and only bulking. I look forward to seeing your progress photos when you've actually had some time.
Be when patient. I've had some progress. Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Let us know in the comments if you agree with my statement that bulking is harder than dieting. Because I feel like I'm going to get attacked for that.
Yeah.
And if you can rate and review on Apple Podcasts, that helps us out a whole lot. And we'll see you next week.